Look, Chairman, I think we're about to wind up. I'd just like to say that it is a very sad day. The saga of Coles and Myer has been an incredible story going back to 1985. It's probably a merger that shouldn't have been allowed originally under our laxer competition laws back then. We've had the remarkable saga of Solomon Lew, the Yannon dispute, Australia's most extravagant corporate headquarters, Australia's most incredible proxy fight when you booted Solly off the board, KKR, foreign raiders, and now the sad day of Coles board basically giving up, being sold to Wesfarmers, and I think the ultimate insult, no one from the Coles board being invited to join the Wesfarmers board, which I think in a normal merger you would see that. We do have three Melbourne-based directors of Wesfarmers in Colin Carter, Patricia Cross and Charles Masick. Bunnings is run out of Melbourne, so there will be still a Melbourne presence. But I think it is very sad for Melbourne that in 1992 we had 8 of the 10 largest companies based here out of Melbourne. Today, after this deal, we'll be down to just 3 out of 15 in NAB, ANZ and BHP. And those three companies all have expat CEOs. So you literally do not have an Australian running a major listed company out of Melbourne. You've got to get down to, I think, number 16 or 17, Brian McNamee at CSL. So Melbourne's influence is diminishing. It's been an incredible story. I hope someone writes the book on Coles Myer one day, because it is one of the most dramatic corporate sagas. I think we do have to vote in favour of this deal. It is in the interests of shareholders to do it. The Wesfarmers board has a good record. Despite being a conglomerate, they should be able to deliver. But I think we all will vote in favour today with a fairly severe tinge of sadness. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. I can only say that this is an Australian company, not just a Victorian company. And I can also say that you might say it's a sad day, but I think that it can be a great day going forward with the amalgamation of these two great businesses, Coles, and where we are in terms of our transformation and simplification program, what can be achieved in Coles going forward, and our shareholders having the opportunity to participate in the very successful Wesfarmers business. And as I said before, our shareholders will have 44% of the merged group. They'll also have in excess of $5 billion in their pockets in cash from the Wesfarmers proposal. So the board is unanimous in its view that it's in our shareholders' best interest.